talk to the head of the American Bar Supreme Court Committee, and they went over the nation this morning. Just finished a telephone hookup. The numbers, about 59 million. Evaluation and discussion of the record. They unanimously found Audison Thornburg highly acceptable. Last years for Supreme Court, that is a rating that they have, which is the best rating they have from professional qualification standpoint. They will testify in the nomination. I'm writing Warren a letter today, and as soon as I get out the typewriter, we'll dispatch it. Well, I wrote it yesterday, but I want to make some changes, saying that I regret his leaving, and I will accept his resignation effective upon the qualification of his successor. This with Dirksen, his group yesterday. He told me that he would support these two nominations. I had Russell down last night, and he told me that he would support them, that he was enthusiastically to speak up for Thornberry, and he would vote for Porter. There may be a little anti-Semitic stuff brewing around. Just touching it here now, but just trying to pick up and see it. The Attorney General has talked to Hart, because he's not the leader in tidings on judiciary. He believes that they're all right. He thinks our two most essential, if we can get them, still with the McClellan. I would have made Rance accept that probably. I'm Irvin. Russell seemed to take the position that he'd have a better balance on the court with Homer than with any of the others, and that the House members themselves that serve with him ought to be helpful to him. About a good many of them serve with some of them now in the Senate. He told Eddie Weisel yesterday morning, Weisel talked to him because he's Vance's partner, and he told Weisel he thought that Homer would be the better because most of the Southern lawyers had said that they want the lawyer and the judge on the bench, one that had been a prosecutor and tried cases and had been a judge. So that ought to be helpful. Not called Eastman, he hinted to Manitos that they would have a filibuster and that Dirksen was against this. He told the Attorney General that, and he called him back though and told him he was mistaken about Dirksen. He found out that Roy Cohen had been up there missing in it, that he was misinformed. I have not talked to Eastman, I thought I ought to before I announced it. And I will talk to any others that you think I ought to. I don't want to be promiscuous. I will talk to you first and go through you. But I sure do want our people to try to get united on this. I believe that to our conservatives and to our Republicans and to our Southerners, that for us and Thornberry would be more acceptable than Warren and Goldberg, because they are more moderate, both of them. And to our liberals, I think that since it's a southern seat, and since Tom Clark gave it up, Warren gave up, he's two seats that we appointed Thurgood Marshall in one of them. And the man in that area ought to come to the other one. And I think that the record Homer's made, the chief and others will refer to, will be about as good a level as you can ever get to from that part of the country. So if you can block out a procedure and try to unite, particularly that judiciary committee where we can get a hearing for them, Otis is getting ready to go away. He goes away in the summer in Connecticut. And we are time limited because this Congress will be going out to August to go to the convention and come back. After I talk to the Eastman, if you would talk to Dirksen and do what you can for that committee to try to unify our Democrats on this, I'd sure hate to see these two appointments go over to the next one.
Yeah, so would I.
Let me know who you think I ought to see, and I'll keep Mike up there to relay any messages. If you don't hesitate, tell me what I ought to do.
Thank you.